In Jesus' name, we come boldly to the throne of grace. And Lord, what we need is faith like a child this morning. God, faith like a child, that you have said it, Father, and it is so. Lord, help us to come in like that. The simplicity of the gospel of Christ. Praise God, these aren't some far-off things and happy thoughts. God, they're my promises. I'm a little Lord of all. Hallelujah, I've got it all. I'm blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. They're for me right now. And God, they're mine. And Lord, enlighten the eyes of our understanding this morning to truly be bold in the love of God to us, for us, and in us. God, help us to walk throughout all the land. Take us further today, God. Help us not to draw back in unbelief. Help us not to be slow to believe these things. Quicken us this morning. It's time to believe. The timing of the coming of the Lord is near. You're coming for us. Hallelujah. Help us to get eyes that are off of this world and are looking up to look for our salvation, because our redemption draweth nigh. We give you the praise for this time. We thank you for these people that are here, Lord God. They're yours. Hallelujah. You're our shepherd. Thank you, God, that you lead us, that you're for us, Lord God, that you direct our paths. Help us to take the grace to walk therein. We thank you and give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles this morning, we're going to the book of Judges, and we're going to get there in chapter 8 of the book of Judges. And we're in the life of Gideon. And what a precious life, praise God, as those that might not be somewhat aware of Gideon. Precious young man, God visited him. And he's kind of the guy, when God visits you, and he says, you, and you're looking over your shoulder, who? Me? Because as Gideon knew, he said, I'm the less of the least of my household. I mean, you know, if you're looking for anybody that might be faithful, my brother, sister, somebody else, because I know this one. And this guy just really has a lot of hang-ups, a lot of issues. And the Lord just pointed right at him, you're the one, exactly the one that I need. Now, I've chosen you, so just get on up now. It doesn't have to be this painful. Let's go. And what a precious life. What a precious example of the grace of God so magnified in this brother's life. Hallelujah. And what an example it is to us. But we're going to a little different thought. And this is towards the end of his life. And it's not to magnify a mistake or anything of that nature. But the Word of God, again, wants us to be aware, and aware of how frail our flesh is, and how when we get our eyes off the Word of God, how we can be led away so quickly, so immediately. And in Judges 8, verse 23, as we pick it up there, Gideon has just been so graced of the Lord, so anointed, again, of the grace of God, in great victories over the Midianites and all of these different things that God has done. And the men of Israel see this and ask Gideon, oh, we want you to rule over us. We want you, in a sense, to be our king. And hear so sweetly what is encouraged in Gideon's life. In verse 23, and he says to them, and Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. Wonderful. Praise be to God. And if that was it, what wonderful victory it would have been left. But God had to show something here. God had to reveal again how gracious he is and how his word is so true. And Gideon said unto them. You see kind of the mistake there? See, Gideon gave them the word of God. Gideon gave them what the word of the Lord came to him to say. But then Gideon had something else to say of himself. I know that's not ever happened to you. I know you're always appropriate in your speech, and you stop at the word of the Lord and say no more. But this is just for the few of us that kept it running. Huh? Listen to this. And Gideon said to them, I would desire a request of you. See what happens when you ask man something instead of asking God? That ye would give me every man the earring of his prey. For they had golden earrings because they were Ishmaelites. And they answered, we will willingly give them. And they spread a garment and did cast therein every man the earrings of his prey. And the weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold. My goodness. Beside ornaments and collars and purple raiment that was on the kings of Midian. And beside the chains that were about the camels' necks. And Gideon made an ephod thereof, and put it in his city, even in Ophrah. Now this ephod, brothers and sisters, is basically a breastplate. It's, if you think about it, they would wear these things in a sense. Well, actually, the priest would be the one that would wear this. But he made this special monument, this big breastplate of gold, and he put it where he was born. This was his birthplace, Ophrah. And Ophrah means dust. So you kind of get the idea of where his life is kind of heading back as he's starting to go in his own mind and in his own thoughts. But he makes this big golden ephod, this breastplate, and puts it in Ophrah. And all Israel went thither a-whoring after it, which thing became a snare unto Gideon and to his house. Thus was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their heads no more. And the country was in quietness 40 years in the days of Gideon. And Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and dwelt in his own house. And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, and for he had many wives. And his concubine that was in Shechem, she also bare him a son, whose name he called Abimelech. And Gideon the son of Joash died in a good old age and was buried in the sepulcher of Joash, his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, listen to that, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again and went a-whoring after Balaam and made Baal-berith their god. Now, it didn't take long. God said it would be so. God said, I'll tell you what, this is going to be a stumbling block to you. But how often, brothers and sisters, in our life, after such a great victory comes in, that here comes the temptation to our flesh that we want some type of recognition. Somehow, some way, even though God did it all, well, I was there. How about me? And it's so sad because Gideon's life, what was so precious and so gracious and so glorious, was the grace in that life. Because he knew all the time he had nothing to do with it. He knew all the time he didn't deserve it. He couldn't merit it. He couldn't earn it. He was the less of the least of all. And yet God performed such great miracle after miracle, power, encouragement in his precious life. And here he wanted to build. And I am confident he thought, well, this will be a memorial of what God did for us. Well, let me tell you something. You don't need no memorial what God did for you. He did everything for you in one, and that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. It is finished. But he was trying to fool himself and made this big old ephod of gold, and he stuck it out there, and what a filthy ephod it was. And God help us to listen this morning, brothers and sisters. Pride is a subtle thief, a very subtle thief, and especially to us. I'm talking to us today who have heard and received Paul's gospel. I'm talking about the high calling of God in Christ Jesus' message. When we get just a little bit puffed up, when we think a little more highly of ourselves than we ought. And brothers and sisters, I'm talking about as the victories increase. See, as you go with the Lord, the victories are going to increase. The trials are going to get more intense, more severe. And praise be to God, the faithfulness of God is only going to show himself forth more and more and more and more. But as the victories increase, let me tell you something. He must increase even the more. And we must decrease. Praise the Lord. See, as we have been so gloriously reminded over the years, forgetting those things which are behind. Isn't that wonderful? See, forgetting those things which are behind. And that's not, again, just the failures in our life, brothers and sisters. I'm so thankful to God that even more so, it's the trophies. It's the trophies. It's the victories in our life. We have to even lay them down. Amen. Amen, amen. We can't just get caught up into that one glory, and that's the last glory you ever live. Your life is ready for more testimony. Your life is ready and prepared for more glory to glory. Think about different ones. And I appreciate any victory in the Lord, but so many have the same testimony all of their life. I'm talking about, they talk about the one victory that they had 30 years ago. Come on now. I don't mean to step on toes, but let the Lord work in your heart. Brothers and sisters, we're talking about from glory to glory and glory to glory and glory to glory. Praise be to God, into the very image of him. This is what he wants for our lives, brothers and sisters, to go on. And over the years, we've witnessed, and it's all by the grace of God, we've witnessed his mighty hand in our lives, and praise be to God in this meeting, that his word, hallelujah, he will always magnify. He is always for his word. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will not withhold anything good from us. We know these promises. We thank him for these promises. But we must remain watchful and prayerful. And we always need to be on the front line of battle, giving the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Praise the Lord. See, did you see how quickly this happened for this precious brother? Such a great victory. And in the same speech that he's telling these different ones, I'm not going to be your king. My son's not going to be your king. The Lord, praise God, shall rule over you. And immediately after that, but my flesh has got to be satisfied a little bit here. It's incredible, isn't it? Have you ever sensed the enemy tried to tempt you like that in your life? I've had him try to tempt me so many times in this pulpit. And I thank the Lord that it is an immediate call out to God. Oh no, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. That is what's so magnificent. That's the only thing that is magnificent. To God be the glory. And I thank him for this, brothers and sisters. We do not want to be distracted even for a moment. As precious as this life of Gideon is, we have to be reminded, brothers and sisters, it is not how we start. It is how you finish. It is how you finish. It's not of all the trophies, brothers and sisters, that we, and thank God for every overcoming victory, but it is how you finish. Praise the Lord. See, that rubs people. Because people are thinking, oh no, that's not right. It's all the things you've done. No, it's how you finish. Always remember this. Didn't he so magnify that with the thief on the cross? Do you see why that bothers people so much? A life that was wasted, a criminal, all these different things. But he knew, and he called out to the Lord at that time, you're God. You're the Lord. You are the King of Kings. Remember me. And bam, it was done. It was done. Hallelujah. But again, in type, I'm not saying that that life won God's best. No, there is so much more for that. But what was given there was that victory. Praise be to God. And I thank him for this. But see, may we always be reminded as Brother Paul. Think about what he said in 1 Corinthians 15:10. He said this, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Amen. Are you anything here today? Are you anything? Well, if you are, it's all because of the grace of God. Amen. You have an ability here today. It's all because of the grace of God. But you could say, well, but wait a second. I studied. I earned it. I achieved it. That's all because of the grace of God. He gave you that desire. He gave you that discipline. He gave you that ability. Amen. Just thank Him for it. Praise the Lord. If you're one of those guys that have been given 5 talents and you brought him back that double, praise God. Amen. He gave it to you, didn't he? And he encouraged you by the grace of God, go invest it. Praise his name. But Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. See, isn't that wonderful? See, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And then he bestowed the grace, and I took the grace by his grace. He gave me grace to take the grace. But I labored. Now listen to this. It wasn't in vain. That grace wasn't. But he says, but I labored more abundantly than they all. So all you guys that are trying to one up one another and telling you what you did and I did and all, well, look at this. You know, I preached to 2,000. Well, you know what? I didn't preach to anybody this morning, but I read the Word of God. Huh? What's more valuable? It don't, brothers and sisters, you have faith, have it unto the Lord. We're going to get there. Come on Wednesday night. Marvelous stuff. It's all over the place, and God's got this perfectly laid out. I stand in awe of how perfect his order is. Hallelujah. But Paul said, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Isn't that incredible? See, even though I took the grace, I didn't exercise the grace. Grace did it. Do you see what's being said here? Everything was the grace that was given, the grace to take the grace, and then the grace to magnify and flow the grace out of your life. It's all Him. Praise be to God. He went on to even say this. Go over to Galatians. This is the magnificence of the grace of God working in our lives. This is why Brother Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. Because he followed all in grace, all in the ability, and all in the knowledge and absolute truth of we are his workmanship. Amen. So here's what he says, even in Galatians 1, 8 and 9. This is the truth that Paul had been given. This is that dispensation, that magnificence of the mystery of Christ, hallelujah, and the bride, that the Gentiles should now be fellow heirs. That means joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. This was given to Paul. But Paul said, look, it was given to me. Get that. It was a gift. I'm a vessel that's just to pour this out by the encouragement of the Holy Ghost. And here's what he says again. Verse 8, Galatians 1. But though we, so he's putting himself here with all of these other ministers that are preaching this wonderful gospel of Paul. Though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Paul's putting himself right in that group. If I ever change, if I ever stray from this gift that was given to me, it's not mine, it's the Lord's. Hallelujah. It's ours in Christ. Amen. But praise the Lord, this is by His Spirit. This isn't because of Paul at all. This is because of the love of God. And He said again, as we said before, so say I now, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Praise the Lord. Gideon got off a little bit, wanting his flesh to be magnified. Paul, what he's saying here, it's all about Jesus. It's all about the gospel of Christ. It is all about the Word of God. The only ephod, the only breastplate, brothers and sisters, is the breastplate of righteousness. That's it. The blood of Jesus. That is it. There's nothing else. There is no glorying save in the cross. There is no praise but unto Him. Anything else in our lives, and we are distracted from the Lord. Amen. Now, we all get distracted. I know this. I get distracted because we're here in flesh. But what are we quickened to all the time? See, that's the test. We are going to be tempted. The Lord has the best tempter there is. He's known as Lucifer, Satan. Amen. The Lord is not going to tempt, but he's going to allow us to be tempted. Just like the Spirit took Jesus Christ, took him out in the wilderness and allowed him to be tempted to show us that it is written is how it works. It is written is how the victory is already won. It is written and Satan can't stand. He's got to flee. Don't give him any credit. Just live the life of it is written. And it's so wonderful how God has prepared us for this in his word. We don't need to be distracted. As the temptations come, it is written. As our flesh wants to be puffed up, Lord, oh no. By the grace of God, I need to hit my knees. All glory to you. Thank you, Lord, that you brought me into such a thing. Thank you, Lord, that you're taking control of this right now. Praise God. The Spirit is flowing because we're here in Jesus' name. We have the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon this place because we go to him in prayer. I hear people praying, and the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. My confidence is not in me. My confidence is not in you, but it's in the faith, praise God, in the Word of God. That's it. So we set it there. We lay it there. We're confident in that. As our flesh is tempted, as God gives us great victory in our life, as God gives us great utterance and things of that nature, and as the Lord allows us then to be tempted, immediately, it is written, there is no glorying save in the cross. Amen. You see how that's just defeated right there? Do you see how the oneness in Christ just is immediately there? It is by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Amen. That's how it is. And praise the Lord. It's not something to feel guilty about or, oh my goodness, I'm just so wretched and all that. As temptations come, we are going to be tempted. It's a wonderful thing. It's okay. But don't enter into the temptation. That's when the Lord is showing himself faithful. That's when the grace of God is being magnified in our lives as he allows the flesh to be, it's like a twitch. Wait a second. Okay, got the word of God. We're back. Hallelujah. And we stand on it. Amen. Let me tell you something. In your flesh, you are not perfect. In your flesh, you are absolutely weak and done. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is, let's emphasize that, within me. In me. What's in you? Christ. Amen. 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 Someday I'm going to have a glorious body like unto his own. Hallelujah. And there will not be a thought. There won't even be a thought of sin anymore. Hallelujah. Because sin won't be there. Hallelujah. It's just going to be walking in Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? But praise the Lord that this is the most precious time because he is showing himself faithful in these earthen vessels, these vessels that are so weak. But we have got a treasure. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? And the treasure is so sweet because it's for that wonderful power, that wonderful, hallelujah, excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Amen? Amen. Praise his name. So, brothers and sisters, how wonderful. But see, the distractions are beginning to overtake so much of Christianity today. And the distractions really come one way. It's satisfying our flesh without the Word of God. That's really what's happening. Let's just be honest. We're trying to appeal to the flesh. And we can call it in a lot of different ways. It can be from coffee bars to climbing walls to purchasing clubs to praise bands. And let me tell you something. It can even be in home groups. Let's call it what it is. Oftentimes, brothers and sisters, the reason for this is just to keep people satisfied. Somehow keep them connected with the, whether you want to call it membership or the meeting or whatever it may be. It's appealing to the flesh. It's trying to keep numbers. Brothers and sisters, God forbid. This is about the Word of God. This is about the Word of his grace. And if that doesn't satisfy you, you missed it. You've missed it. You missed the mark. It's the Word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Even as a pastor, and I'm thankful to God, this even came to try me again. And I want to magnify the love of God. I want to be a faithful under-shepherd. He's the shepherd. I'm just an under-shepherd. Praise God. You're His flock. Hallelujah. That's the only shepherd of this flock is Him. Know these things, brothers and sisters. But it is if it's ever my kindness or my counseling or my hand-holding that would ever be the reason anybody would ever remain in this place, God forbid. God forbid. I want to be used of the Lord to magnify His love. But if it isn't the truth in love, if it isn't the word of His grace that has drawn you and gripped you and planted you, you're just going to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. It's going to happen that way. Now, we have people that come into the church that may be newer to the meeting. And I thank God that there's lots of time taken for those folks. And I am grateful to God. We need to care. Hallelujah. As the word of God is, in a sense, to be fathers to them, to encourage them in the truth. And it's just like the little birds. They need to be fed and things of that nature. But let me tell you something, just like the little bird, if not long after they don't learn to fly quick, they're done. They are done. That tether's got to be cut. They got to go feed on their own. Praise the Lord. It isn't, well, here we go, and here's the course material, and we'll set it out for you, and you just go study it, and boom, 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 and here's your certificate, and man, you're out the door, and you've got it. If you think that the Word of God comes that way, you have completely missed it. Completely missed it. It is line upon line and line upon line and precept upon precept and precept upon precept. But it is by His Spirit. It's by His Spirit. You approach it in this mind, your strength, trying to figure out, well, here's the course material to get it. Here it is. Amen. I think Romans is a good place to start. John, a good place too. But brothers and sisters, it's the love of God. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. That's it. Praise God. Now open it up. Pray in Jesus' name. The Spirit will start reading this to you. And you know what? He'll give you understanding. Let me tell you, I've been right there with anybody else. Well, I read this and some things I don't understand or whatever. Be patient. Do you believe the Word of God? Didn't He say that I would that all men be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth? Yes, He did. So He's even more for you to know it than you are. He said, even if you be otherwise minded, I'll reveal it. I'll make it known unto you. Amen? Amen. Praise God. He's got every answer. He is the answer. I don't need to question. I just believe God. Oh, my. Help us, Lord. See, brothers and sisters, I'll wrap this up. Just as Paul said, to the believers. He said this to the believers in Hebrews chapter 5. He said, you know what? You guys should be teaching all this truth. Really, it was another shame on you. He just shook his head. But because you got distracted with the flesh, that's really what it came down to. However you're going to get distracted, however we're going to try to, in a sense, build something up, pump something up, go a different way. Here's a book. Here's a course, here's a this, here's another meeting, here's another council, here's another that. Hey, if I stand alone, if I'm with the Lord, I'll take it. I'm just telling you as it is, because it's the word of the Lord. The making of books, there shall be no end. Man will grow vain in their imaginations. It says very clearly that we are in this time. Man is worshiping the creation more than the Creator. And let me tell you something, that's Christian man. And he said to him, because you got distracted with the flesh, you need to be taught again. You should be feeding on the meat. And I've got to go back and feed you like a baby with milk. Now, I didn't say you're not my family anymore, because that wouldn't be the truth. He didn't say, well, get out of here, because He will in no wise cast you out. But I'll tell you what a disappointing thing when we try to satisfy ourselves with the flesh. Brothers and sisters, this isn't just school here. This isn't that. This is battle time. This is warfare. Do you know that? It's a warfare, and we're here to fight a good warfare. And it will never happen. It will never happen until we grow up. And what the Lord was really encouraging my life, I believe this very, very sincerely. When you begin to get the understanding that the emphasis needs to be taken off of you, and all emphasis needs to be placed upon Him, then you're growing up. I don't care what you know. But when your thoughts are on you, huh? Those that have children, you know exactly what I'm talking about. A child only thinks of themselves and their need and their care. An adult, one that grows up, starts to look at the needs and cares and wants of others. Huh? Well, I'm going to say it like this. In 2 Corinthians 4:7, the Lord so sweetly tells us that it's the treasure in the earthen vessel. Amen? Amen? Quoted it earlier. So the excellency of the power, the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Isn't that wonderful? But do you see how he did that anyway? See, he knew so sweetly that we wouldn't go along with that because we're so unruly, unbelieving, and all that. So you know how he took care of that? Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. So you realize what he just said there? You're dead. The only life you live now is Christ in you. Amen. What he wants to awaken you to is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So see, we have this treasure. You've got it. You can't lose it because you can never be separated from it. Praise be to God. The treasure lives in you. It's there forever. His life is the treasure. That's the only life you've got. But now it goes on to say, but the excellency of the power should be. What are you going to realize in your life, huh? What are you going to rejoice in your life, huh? What are you going to glory in your life, huh? The only glory there is. There be no glory save in the cross. And again, that's not some far off place at the right hand of God. Yes, it's there. But it's in you as a Christian. It's in here. What glorying you have. What glorying we have for the ages and eternity to come. But what glory we have right now to grow up in, as brother sang, the glory of that throne. Amen. The glory throne. So see, as we close this up, I don't want to be recognized by man. I don't need their accolades. I've been to enough dinners where they've walked them around and given them a prize for this, a charity function, and all of those different things. No. No. Uh-uh. I just want to settle down in the grace of God. I just want to settle down in the grace of God. And one day, because of the grace of God, and I got a promise in the grace of God to my life. If I'll just allow the grace to work, it's a promise. Already done, signed, sealed, and delivered. If I'll just take it, amen. Now, oh, yes.
That he that glory, let him glory in Jesus.
Amen. And it's in that glory, brothers and sisters, that I know that grace, I will be presented to him. I will be by his grace revealed as a mature son of God by him. And my, oh my, because of his love to me, I will be made known to all that he has loved me. And that's all because, brothers and sisters, I took the grace to understand that he alone, he only, is my exceeding great reward. Amen? How simple, amen? How beautiful, amen? Praise be to God. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the praise and the thanks, honor, all the glory is yours. We appreciate so, Father, that this great truth that truly magnify my Son, that we are vessels to the praise and the glory of his grace, is being made known, Lord, to us, is being made known in us. And what a privilege, what a precious wonder, what a miracle of miracles, Lord God, that again you would choose us, Lord, that you called us, Lord God. You brought us to this time, the appearing of the Lord. And God, we're being transformed in this truth from glory to glory into your very image, Lord Jesus. And we thank you again to be on display, not for man, but for you. Oh, we're overlooked, God. Oh, my goodness, we're cast off, God. But thanks be to God, you suffer for my name's sake and oh, the gain, because in due time, I will exalt you. Praise God that it's all because of Christ in us, the hope of glory. Thank you, Jesus, that she is filled with the glory of God. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.